showing the hierarchy the way of network within France. We'll move on, unless there's any immediate questions that spring to mind, but we'll have time, obviously, at the end as well to ask more down there. So we'll actually move now to Central Europe, where we have another Daniel Moret, who is working with the Czech Central European Greenway Network, which is part funded by the European Partnership in Central Europe, which covers, as Daniel said, areas like Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, and the Gulf area. So Daniel gives a lot of advice on greenways in these areas, but also in places such as Serbia, I think. One of the main interests, particularly say the Czech Republic, which would be of interest to us, is the development of greenways as a sort of tool for rural development and a way of sort of regenerating rural areas that perhaps traditionally slightly more isolated or sort of suffering the climate change in agriculture. So I'll hand over to Daniel now.
Thank you, Margaret, and thank you all of you for coming. I want to start my presentation with a short observation. We were in Dublin in 1999 with a group of colleagues from Central and Eastern Europe trying to look at, you know, different aspects of sustainable tourism development and sustainable modes of transportation. And I'm here back 6 years later, and I think that we've come to a different city of Dublin, because 6 years ago there were very few bicycle lanes. The roads that were designed in a similar way as they are designed in the Czech Republic, mostly accommodating cars. What we see here, we see lots of traffic calming devices, lots of pedestrian zones. I'm really happy to see to be here today, to see all the changes 6 years later. And you know, Dublin is for me a completely different city. And for us, for the Greenways in Central and Eastern Europe, the major problems are the cities, because they are mostly catering to cars these days, because the traffic engineers and urban planners, they think, well, if they build more infrastructure for cars, they will make cities more livable. And you have learned this lesson already, you know, years ago, but this is not the way to go. And one of our roles of the Greenways in this part of Europe is to make the city accessible, especially for users of non-motorized transport. I'm representing a foundation which is, I think we are the only members within the ECWA of this status. We don't only operate in the Czech Republic. I'm from Prague. We have two offices in the Czech Republic, one in Prague, one in Brno. We have sister organizations in Slovakia, Poland, Hungary, newly in Bulgaria and Romania. And our main focus is the improvement of conditions for environment in a broader sense. Greenways are one of our programs. If you are in Italy, we also have programs for improving public spaces. We have programs for planting trees. We have programs for renewable energy for schools. So we are trying to make the conditions for living better, especially in cities, for example, from the point of view of transport, but also in rural areas with things like development of sustainable tourism. And greenways are making tool how to bring, you know, quite tangible and short-term benefits by bringing in tourists to rural areas. These are major greenway projects in Central and Eastern Europe. As you see, not only the EU is expanding, but also our foundation has expanded on this map. There's Bulgaria and Romania are missing. We are trying to bring these ideas about greenways also to countries of Southeastern Europe. We have a project in Serbia, Croatia. My colleagues are working on the greenway even in Belarus, which is a very difficult country to work in. We have also one greenway in Ukraine. So our idea, our main goal is to bring the idea of greenways to countries where people have not encountered them yet. We understand greenways as long-distance trails for various users. We have you know, arm ratio combination, according to the definition of weight loss, that we call it called green networks. It's a combination of greenways, cholesterols, something that you don't have, and luckily you don't have. There are military roads which are used along the Iron Curtain. They're closed for car traffic, they're only open for non-motorized transport now. And we have hundreds of kilometers throughout the whole Central and Eastern Europe. The Iron Curtain was always serviced by a military road, which is now used for cyclists and pedestrians. And we also use wide roads because, I mean, these trails are usually of several hundred kilometers length. And it is impossible. We don't have the resources, our countries and regions, they don't have the resources to build such a long infrastructure, as one river. So we're combining all this infrastructure with bike roads. Our main goal of our foundation is actually a technical assistance to regions and municipalities and NGOs, and also financial assistance. We give grants to individuals, associations, municipalities, regions to start a greenway, promote the greenway, organize events, etc. I'm going to introduce these models on two typical examples of greenways in Central and Eastern Europe. One of our longest and most successful projects is the Moravian Bike Trail. It's a region between Brno, which is the capital of Moravia, and Vienna. This region is very rich in wine. It's not totally comparable with France or Spain, but there's really good wines being grown in this country, predominantly white wine. What we have done, we talked to the mayors of wine growing municipalities, and we came with the plan to connect the municipalities with trails for cyclists, mostly cyclists. Some of them are good also for hikers, and we draw a map how to connect the 10 typical wine growing villages in the Czech Republic. In Austria, they have a similar network of wine trails. They have the difference that in Austria they name them after the typical wine source. We name the trails after the wine region. This was a very successful project. Currently there are about 280 municipalities participating in it. It was a very practical tool to show mayors what they can do, you know, for development of greenways and also of, you know, soft tourism. We developed for them the graphic identity, which consists of the logo, which is, this is a typical signposting, the yellow sign is a typical signposting of bicycle trails in the Czech Republic. They only have the arrow and the number and a bicycle, and it's not a very good system for cyclists, you know, to go just according to the numbers. So we developed for each of our greenways, we developed the logo, which highlights the main topic of the trail. And we also produced a series of maps. Each community which is involved in this project, they have their map, they have some interpretation of the typical heritage of the village or of the region. Part of the graphic identity is also a series of 10 maps, very detailed maps for cyclists, with highlighting the type of surface and, you know, topography, etc. Beatrice, you visited some of the Moravian bike trails, we did ask for references. Our role is, to make the trails as appealing for the users as possible. So with the municipalities, you organize regular open routes. In wine, so there are folk festivals here in Ireland. I'm sure you have similar events organized on your hills with different kind of music and different beverages consumed. But this is a typical small scale event which is very successful for the mayors, but also because the folk music is something that differentiates our region, for example, one region from Austria and other regions, because the music is it's an extra benefit to experience. This is a typical wine cellar way. The wine is usually sold in wine cellars. They're typical small houses usually built outside of the village, and they're clustered in a line. This is a typical land in South Moravia where people can taste wine directly from the vintner. In other long distance project we run is the Prague Vienna Vinex, which is connecting two cultural capitals of Central Europe. This is a model we established an association of these greenways, Prague Vienna Greenways, which consists of the municipalities and NGOs along the greenway. The greenway itself is about 430 kilometers, so if you cycle it, you need probably 5 to 7 days. In order to promote it and make it a place for more regular visits for people who have been on the main trail, we came up with the idea to create loops, steel loops, so we can visit, for example, loops highlighting the heritage of royal families or the workshops, the craftsmen, etc., different personalities of the region. So that's also an extra benefit to the greenways. If you want to promote it, not only to have such a greenway itself, but to create some loops to keep people as long as possible along the vineyard. Our regular event, which we organize usually in May, this year it was in the beginning of May, we organize a bicycle ride with different people participating. It's a good opportunity not only for the municipalities to participate but also for sponsors, because our main money for the grants and for our activities comes from sponsors, and these are really easy events how to get the sponsors involved. Our main major sponsor is the Bavarian Bank, the Czech Republic. They have hundreds of branches throughout the country, so we organize that people from the branches cycled along the greenway and made extra promotion. We also use the sponsors to promote the greenways, that they give us their promises, their benefits, and we can advertise local projects in the bank, for example. That's just another way how to promote greenways to the public. Another important element of our greenway is heritage interpretation, and I think that's what Irish Heritage Council's main goal is. We developed different manuals for municipalities how to interpret the history in an interesting way and appealing to people. We have people from the public. We organize workshops for municipalities and show them, publish a manual and show people how to make a good interpretation. This is an example from the Prague Vienna Greenway, an old Jewish cemetery which was closed for public. We worked with the local group, we opened the cemetery, there's a regular maintenance, there's a guide now who comes to the city, can ask for the guide and show you the cemetery. These are examples of small scale projects along the greenway. This is another example of a local project. It's an interpretive trail for horses and pedestrians. And this trail is highlighting the life of a Jewish painter who died in a concentration camp and was completely forgotten and was discovered by some local people, and so in commemoration of this man visited this trail. Another element how to promote greenways, which we are using, this is the second season. We have a program called Summer of Greenways, together with municipalities, we prepared major event along with the Green Wave in summer. And it's a good opportunity to promote the activities of our partners along the Green Wave. And there's a more detailed program of this year of the Green Wave, the summer organization along Prague, and another good opportunity is to organize summer camp for children or for youth. Many different ways how to promote the Green Wave and how to get the partners involved from the non-profit sector but also from the municipalities. So this was a very short idea for you how we develop the Green Wave in Central Europe. We are going to see some potential Green Wave this afternoon, so I'm really happy to be part of this development of potential Green Wave here in Dublin, and you are all more than welcome to come either to the Czech Republic or other countries of Central and Eastern Europe to visit our Green Wave.
Comprehensive outline of how we can actually promote and use routes, and I think a lot of that would be very relevant to the things we're trying to do here. We've got time just for a quick question, if anyone has one.
Can I ask how you facilitate tourists? I mean, can you do something to hire bicycles or even a horse? Can you start in one place and finish somewhere else?
Thank you for this question, because I haven't talked about tourism so much, but we have an agreement with a tour operator. It's called Green Wave Travel Club. They offer services along all our Green Waves, or the major Green Waves in Central and Eastern Europe, including, for example, the bicycle rental. It's called Top Bicycle. You can rent a bicycle in 60 different places along the Green Wave, and you can return it. They would do the transport of your luggage. It's not only about cycling, you can also hire a boat or a horse. They have 17 different itineraries tailor-made for the end users. So this is probably the best way how to go on the Green Wave if you don't have too much experience of the region. We're also trying to run the Green Wave parallel with the trains. It's very easy, for example, in the Czech Republic to bring your bicycle on a train, so you can, part of the trail, you can go on a train, and then rather than going the same way back and forth, you can use the public transport. So it's a good combination of these transport modes. But that was the question about how we organize tourism. Usually Green Wave Travel Club, if someone comes to me, we have the maps or we have guidebooks about our Green Wave, but if people want more assistance, I tell them, contact the Green Wave Travel Club, they will organize the tour for you.
Correct. Daniel, who pays for maintaining the network?
This is the issue we are dealing with right now. We signposted all the trails with the financial support of the municipalities and some national funds, which were allocated for development of rural areas. The maintenance is usually, we have a program which is called Adopt a Greenway, which is for groups, businesses, or municipalities. If they want to adopt a part of the Greenway, we can help them with providing the tools. They have to provide some volunteers to do the maintenance. But these are only sections of Greenway which are adopted like this. On the whole scale, we don't have, so far there are no money from the government or from any other body for the maintenance. This is the biggest drawback, because the signposting gets damaged or stolen, or it's took us quite a long time, you know, to find the right material, for example, for the signpost, because if you use, you know, aluminium or something, people like to steal it a lot. If you use something plastic, it's no good because people will break it. So, the maintenance is the biggest, you know, issue for us right now, because it's easy to find money to start it, but to maintain it, you can't really find any funds for the maintenance right now. So therefore we started this Adopt the Greenway program, which is also part of our grant program. People can apply for money for maintenance as well.
Just wondering about, is the concept of greenways going to be used as a tool for conflict resolution? You mentioned about Serbia, Croatia. I've done a few projects working down there as well. I know some of the difficult dynamics that are going on. But is it a tool that can be used to definitely try to promote more cross-community work? And is there extra funding for that?
For the Croatia-Serbia project, there is funding. You know, our foundation, they were initially created by large American foundations because they had the idea, you know, how to greenway. It's a very relatively old concept of preservation of nature, which is originally, it wasn't only about technical infrastructure for humans. Greenways can be built for animals. You know, they're just natural corridors without a trail. There are different concepts of greenways. And so when these large foundations came to the Czech Republic, they had this idea to not start it only in the Czech Republic, but also in other countries. They stayed in the region for about 10 years. Now they moved to the Balkans. And the same programs are being started now in the Eastern Europe, Croatia and Serbia being part of it. So they are using actually similar funding schemes, which we were using, you know, in the beginning of 90s. And we are going there as now experts or assistants to assist with the creation of greenways. And the greenways are exactly like you said, it's about bringing these communities together, because it's unbelievable when you go to this region, you know, the people have lived together for 40 years, 50 years, and you know, now they're boarding towns. People, there's no traffic between the two quite large towns, for example, on the Danube River. And it was amazing when we organized, you know, workshops on two sides. It was the first time people went across the border because everybody is still scared. And this greenway, you know, it has a more symbolic meaning. It won't be about building it now. It's about bringing the people together and starting a dialogue on greenway, public spaces, and other potential projects, because it's still a very, you know, sensitive issue even to be together and plan something together.
Well, thanks a lot. That's